Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Listen, I want you to keep it locked to this station right here, right now. It is your favorite radio personality who likes to talk and make you think and who likes to flow in that music flow around about this time. All right? You know what I'm talking about. The Lady Boss Show is coming up like right now.
Hey, hey, beautiful people. This is television host and film producer LaCora Stevens, and you are listening to The Lady Boss Show. Keep it locked.
Hi, it's me, Ayana, also known as Yana from the group
Immeasurable.
And you're listening to The Lady Boss Show with Veronica Charnel, that is. Smooches, everybody.
Well, hey, 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 what's up, everybody? How are you doing? It's Friday. It's the weekend, technically. I don't wait till Saturday come to say it's the weekend. It's the weekend when it's Friday, okay? In my mind, I am Veronica Chanel. Welcome to the Lady Boss Show. Not going to hold you long, but I do want to say, hey, we're in the spring season now. It's warm down here in the South. We saw our first 80-degree day. And it's been like in the 70s. It's like the Lord been playing with us. One minute it's warm, next minute it's back to the 40s. But I hope and pray that it stay warm. I know it's been a minute because y'all just been having that music flow and that's it. I do that sometime. But I do want to take a moment before we get into the music flow, because I do have some new music I want to play on my show. I do want to shout out Season Saints. Oh, my precious. Fire baptized, I hope. Season Saints, how are you doing? It's been a minute, I know, but I do want to honor those who've been running with the Lord for quite some time, and I am so glad that you are not tired yet. To everybody else, the younger generation that's still holding on to what we used to say in the old church, what I used to hear the older people say in my old church, to God's unchanging hand. I want to, before we get into the music flow, hopefully this year will be so much better than last year, right? But let us remember, while we're doing our own thing and we're building our businesses and we're doing this and we're doing that, let us make sure that we stay focused on our purpose. The reason why we are called the church and the task that God has put before us. And let us remember to pray for one another, because you never know. You never know when that may be your last time seeing that person. And I feel like the mother of the church, if I say, let us remember to repent too daily if you need to, because you don't know. A lot of us have seen a lot of rest in peace. And just, you know, a lot of us has went through a loss in our family or friend, and it was sudden. Some were sudden. Some people were prepared for it. But you got to keep in mind, I'm not trying to put fear in you, but just keep in mind that, you know, if God calls you, just be ready. That's the only thing. I know we're in the spring season, it's going in the summer season. People are getting vaccinated. I haven't heard of anyone turn into a mutant yet. I haven't gotten it yet. It's not time for my age group just yet, but I feel we're getting close. And I don't know. My mother got it. She got both shots and she's trying to push me to get it. But I don't want to be that person who gets the vaccination and turn into a mutant yet. I'm just saying, imagine somebody go and they get a vaccination, the next day you call them and you, all you hear is meow, 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 on the other side, on the other one. Like a little grunting noise. You like, is this person? Child, they done turned into a mutant. Well, so far, I ain't heard nobody turn into a mutant yet. Everybody, so far, there's been here and there. I heard complications here and there. It's sporadic, but it's not massive. But if my age group is coming up, And I'm going to go ahead and be honest. I'm nervous about getting that bag. I never got the flu shot because I didn't need to get the flu shot. God bless me and I just thank God. But I'm nervous about that thing. I don't want no Johnson & Johnson. I know that much. I don't want no one dose. I don't trust that. Why? I don't know. I just don't want that. And I think the era that I'm in, they don't do the Johnson & Johnson. So I thank God for that. Let me close my mouth now. Get into the music flow. Later on, I'm going to come back because I'm going to have an empowerment. I just talk a little bit longer because I miss y'all. Mm-hmm. I like the radio. Who don't? Especially this station right here. So I'm going to have some empowerment, words of encouragement. Just to remind you. I don't like to beat people up. I like to make people think. That's how I do. So if I'm straightforward, I'm just being Veronica. Okay, y'all, be back after this.
I'm afraid to let go, but your grace is sufficient and my sins won't hurt me anymore. Hear me what I have to say, 'cause it will change my life in your spiritual way. She ain't changed, and having holy worship is condemning your name. But let's be real, I have faults, but like you, he can change me. There's no need for perfection, 'cause by your stripes I'm healed. Hear me what I have to say.
just want to please you, Lord. Oh, hold me up with a devotion. Only you can complete me, Lord. So when my cross is too heavy, I'm asking you to carry me.
Be my eyes when I can't see.
Lord, in you I am complete. Soul, mind, and my body.
Put me back together, piece by piece.
Lord, in you I am complete. Sing with me now.
Nobody else in the world can compare to you. You complete me.
Woo!
Yes, you complete me.
I'm asking you to carry me.
Be my eyes when I can't say.
Lord, in you I am complete.
Yeah, you're every part of me.
Soul, mind, and my body.
Put me back together
piece by piece.
In you I am complete.
Oh,
nobody else in the world can compare to you.
You can't compare.
There's still hope for tomorrow, but something has to change now.
Not tomorrow, but today. Something must be done. What we see cannot continue. Our ancestors paved the way, and now it's up to us. We've been given trust to make a change. What kind of world will we leave to our children if we do nothing? All the blood of those we lost will be on our hands. We must take a stand now. I'm talking to you and you. We can all
All right, Soar Radio, listen, I know it's been a minute, kind of feel like longer than a minute, but if you're just tuning in, I am Veronica Chanel, and you are listening to The Lady Boss Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Sometimes you're going to hear me, sometimes you're going to hear just music, sometimes you're going to hear a variety of different things. That's my way of keeping things fresh, because you never know what to expect. So shout out to everybody that's listening to this amazing radio station. Thank you so much. I come to encourage you. I come to remind you. I ain't trying to beat you up. This show, I have a tendency. I love to have music flow because it's like lunchtime, so to speak, when my show come on. In the central time zone, I am on the East Coast, so it's an hour later, but still, wherever you're listening to me, in the car, in your house, wherever, even on a podcast. I mean, my podcast is Cultivating the Lux Lifestyle Podcast. Did you see how I just plugged that in? I did it in a most Christian Holy Ghost manner. But listen, wherever you're listening to me from, I am so glad that you are in the land of the living. That means you have another chance, another opportunity to repent of your sins, to make God happy, and to be blessed, okay? I'm going to remind you that don't forget the promises that God made to you, the covenant that he made you. I'm talking about God promise. I'm talking about God the Father. It has to come from heaven, not what you think, not your flesh, because the Bible said there's no good thing in flesh. So, and not your own mind playing tricks on you. That don't get you nowhere. Just because you think it or you feel a certain way does not mean you're going to get it. Because the Bible says God's thoughts is not like our thoughts and his ways is not like our ways. So it's really, we're in a time and a season that we need to, if you're grown, act like it, live like it, think like it. Saying stuff and God ain't down with it, it ain't gonna get you nowhere. So I come to remind you, what the devil meant for your evil, God meant it for your good. What the enemy meant for your evil, God meant it for your good. I can recall thinking back on the book of Genesis chapter 1, Everybody knows that this is the beginning, so I'm just going to skim through so I can get to the section that I want to talk about. I have a couple of foundational scriptures to back me up, because I've been taught and I have heard, whenever you talk about the Lord and different things, it's always good to have scriptures to back yourself up. All my scriptures coming from the King James Version. Now, you know, this is the Lady Boss Show. Words of encouragement, empowerment. I ain't trying to be your pastor. Everybody, I hope you already got a pastor, or a bishop, or an apostle, somebody. Hopefully you belong to somebody's church. It's always good to have a church home. But I just come to enlighten, and I want to remind the people. I want to remind the culture that what the devil is trying to do, what the enemy has set out to do, will not work. So I'm going to tie everything together. But I don't want nobody to say, that don't make any kind of sense. Well, baby, after I get through, you tell me. So in the beginning, the book of Genesis chapter 1, it's the beginning of creation. You know, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And it says that, you know, the earth was without form and it was void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And then the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. So here he just began to create light and day, light and darkness, night and day, and begin to, you know, set everything in place. I am still intrigued the fact that Jehovah means the self-existing God. I asked one of my old pastors, asked my aunt, who in the world made God, when I was first coming along? Because I couldn't understand it, and I still don't understand it. And I don't know if there's any documentation that can prove who made him. I am baffled off of the fact that you self-exist. How are you going to self-exist? I have a lot of questions for God. How you just self-exist? What? Huh? Who made, if something made God, then who made that? It baffles my intellect, and it's quite embarrassing to the degrees that he has allowed me to obtain. And I can't figure this out. I don't think none of us can. But check this out. Then as you keep reading, then he goes to how he made the beasts and the cattle and so on and so forth. And then he makes Adam. I like he said, and let us. Check this out. This is self-existing God. But he said, and God said, let us. Now, and I like to dissect things. So when I repeat something, I'm placing emphasis because I like to make people think. God is a self-existing God. But then he said, let us make man in our image and basically after our likeness, like my personality, my way. This is God's intention. This is his intention. And let them have dominion over everything else, basically, that I just made. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him. It says male and female created he them. If you go into the second verse, the second chapter, it talks about how God rests. And then as I keep going to the 17th chapter 2 verse 17, but it says, but there is a tree of knowledge of good and evil. So God began to put trees. He made his own little garden and named the rivers. And if you go down to, let's back up. If you go to verse 13, he names the name of the second river. And then it says, this is the part that I focus on. The same is it that compasseth the whole land of Ethiopia. I said, Ethiopia. You know how many times I have read the Bible? How many of you read the Bible and the scriptures and heard people preach? And you like, okay. But you go back and read it again. You could, it's the same stuff. The word of God will never change. Never. But you keep reading it things again, go back again, and something else jumps at you. I said, Ethiopia. The first thing came to my mind, African-American black folks. I said, Ethiopia. So he was over there in Africa. So wait a minute. God was over there in Africa. He began to name that. I said, wait a minute. He begins to name the third river and the fourth river. And then when I was like, you know how many times I saw that? And it didn't hit me. Like, for some reason, Ethiopia hit me. Hey, I told you, now I'm focusing a little bit deeper than before. Verse 17, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou, he says, shall not eat thereof. He told the man. He told the man, because I noticed the woman wasn't created yet. Check this out. He told him, now I'm putting this tree, I'm telling you, I made you first. And I'm telling you, this tree right here is knowledge of good and evil. I don't want you to eat it, because the day that you do is going to be the day that you surely die. He told the man. So I get a little aggravated sometimes, if I can be honest, before the church. When folks sometimes, I don't know if they still do it today. They used to kind of like pick and say certain things about the women, or make us look like we weak. I don't like the weak second citizen mentality, because I can't find how God made us so weak. I understand there's a difference between man and woman, but the way these folk was talking, wasn't scripture, because God uses women. Hello. He speaks to women. Hello. He has to, because sometimes the man is out of order. I know it don't sound right, but what can God do with a man that's out of order? Pause for the calls. I'm telling you, what can he do? The reason why I said it, I want you to think. I ain't trying to comfort nobody. I'm reading straight from the Bible. He told the man, made the man first, and begin to talk to him. If you go through and read it, he gave him a form of leadership. He told him this. This is what I saw. This is what, then it goes down. And the Lord said, it is not good for man should be alone. Then he makes the woman. I will make him a help meet, a help for him. Not somebody for you can play with. Not somebody for you to throw around. Not for somebody you can pick up and throw away. He didn't call her weak. I'm going to make him a weaker person. I'm going to make a weaker person. He didn't say that. I'm going to make a slave. He didn't say that. I'm going to make a second class citizen. He didn't say that. So what I'm saying is, sometimes people kind of be careful how you talk about women, how you see women, because that's not how God see it. Especially for those, if you're trying to serve God, quite naturally, if you ain't serving God, you're going to act like, I'm going to go ahead and say, a complete fool. You're going to be completely out of order. Am I right or wrong? I know there's an apostle, there's a bishop, there's a minister, there's a pastor. Explain to me. If you get offended, good. Maybe you can think about it and change. Oh, glory to God. Seasoned saints got my back. The seasoned saints got my back. But I want you to kind of be careful how you say certain things. He makes the woman. And he makes a similar, like he made man. He takes from he takes basically well, everybody knows how he made her. Adam falls asleep. He takes one of the ribs, and then there he does his magic. And then he presents the woman to the man. This is when God puts you together. Ain't that nice? I would like to say something, but I want to stay on track. Chapter 3. Oh, before I move on, I was saying, what can God do with a man that's out of order? It's kind of hard, don't you think, being that he's a holy God? He wants you to be in order so he can instruct him and he can take care of his household the way it ought to be. That's what I'm saying. I can go deeper, but you know what I'm saying. Chapter 3 talks about the fall of man. So here comes the serpent. Oh, Slewfoot. Satan, the devil. It says, now the serpent is more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, check this out. He went to Adam. God told Adam this. I didn't read. Did I skip over anything? Did I skip over the Bible? I'm reading from my electronic Bible from my phone now. Did I skip any part? You let me know. You can send me a message on Facebook. Lady Boss Show on Facebook and Instagram. Did y'all see how I just plugged that in? I just plugged that in. Let me know, did I skip? I didn't skip anything. He tells Adam, he makes the woman. I'm going down the list. He presents the woman to him. There it is. Then he says, you know, therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and you cleave to your wife. You become as one flesh. They were both naked and not ashamed. Okay. Next thing, it goes to the fall of man. Here comes Satan. He was listening, invading privacy, eavesdropping. Didn't nobody invite him. Didn't nobody call him. I didn't see from Genesis 1 to all him. Didn't nobody call that sucker nowhere. Here he comes sliding through private property. That's how Satan do. Here he comes messing up what God created. Satan shows up after he makes two people. He shows up after he makes Adam. And then I didn't see him pop up then. But I saw Satan pop up when he made a helpmeet for the man. I see him pop up right after God makes two people in the likeness and in the image of him. And then he gives the man specific instructions to follow. Now, here comes Satan. You see the order. So he's coming. Basically, we know the devil comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. He has not changed. That's always on his agenda. That's his itinerary. Basically, if Satan has an executive demonic assistant and they sit down, they talk about his schedule from 7 a.m., whatever time zone, to midnight is kill, steal, and destroy. He ain't changing. So he comes basically to jack up what God intended. His intention was man for you to be like him. He never intended man to do a lot of the stuff that they do. Never intended it. So please don't make excuses. Don't try. God looking at you like, what? Are you serious? I know you didn't. I would love to see the Almighty God say stuff like that. That would tickle me. I would pass out in the spirit. I'd be out for 3 days. I ain't lying. He comes to the woman. And just start talking. Ain't nobody call you. How you just gonna roll up and invade like that and try to jack things up and take over? You rude. Like, really? He said, yea, God said, you shall not eat. I'm sorry. And he said unto the woman, yeah, he said, yea, God hath God said, like he said, hey, did God say you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? I'm like, when I saw this, I went back and I'm like, okay, where did anybody call the devil? Nobody called him. He just popped up. And the woman said unto the servant, we may eat of every fruit basically in the garden, all this tree, but this tree right here, we can't touch. If he said we do, we're going to die. Like, really? And the serpent says unto the woman, you shall not surely die. Like, wait, that's a lie from hell. And this is his reasoning. For God knoweth that in the day that you eat thereof, that your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods. Now, I got to pause real quick before I move on to my next thing, because I'm skimming through everything real quickly. It's the gods is in little g. For some reason, when I looked at this, I have seen this so many times, y'all. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can hear somebody go, oh, my God. I have seen this so many times, and something just hit me today. It's like the Lord is saying, you know, Satan is stuck. He is still thinking about being supreme. He is still thinking about being King of Kings and Lord of Lords. See, Satan was kicked out in the first place because he wanted that spot. He wanted that position. And basically, in a nutshell, God said, how can I say it in a Holy Ghost matter? Go now, roll up out of here now, you and your folk. Holy Ghost in today's term, the Lord wants to have in that. He calls the issue, get out of here. I am not going to settle for it. I don't want to hear what you got to say. Goodbye. He's a fallen angel, him and his crew, but he still thinks about that. He said, why will you say you'll be like you shall be as gods? Because he know that the God that spoke to them knows everything. And look, he said, knowing good and evil. He's, to me, I see him as stuck. I don't know about you. Go back and read some stuff. He was kicked out of heaven because of that. Now he's doomed. He's destined for one destination, one course. He can't really do anything about it. And he's upset. God made the spirit of the devil. Now he made Satan. He made him. He made everything. And now he's I'm roaming, and he hears God talking. He hears this instructions. He sees God's intention. I'm coming to do who I am. I'm coming to tear this mess up. So when he said that, so basically everybody knows that Adam and Eve eats the fruit. I didn't read where Adam said, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. God told me we're not supposed to do this. I didn't read that. They basically ate it, noticed they were naked, took off. And God is like, hold up, wait a minute. What just happened here? And then here comes the fall of man. When Satan went to Eve, he didn't just go to her to mess Eve up or to hurt Adam. He wasn't thinking about that. He never thinks about that. And we shouldn't either. The God always speaks to us. He gives us promises. Remember I said earlier that don't forget about God's promise. Don't forget about the covenant that God made with you. Don't forget about the prophecies that have been spoken. A prophecy is something in the future. It's not current. It's what is to come. The book of Revelation is the book of prophecy. That's why a lot of time folk don't preach off of it or teach like they should. But whether they do or not, it's still going to take place. We literally have a book that gives us a glimpse of what's going to hit this earth when that time comes. Judgment Day. Nobody wants to hear about no judgment day. It doesn't matter. It's still going to come. But I noticed that he didn't just mess up them, the fall of man. He messed everybody up. He was looking to hurt everything that was going to come from Adam and Eve. It's like he knew that they were going to reproduce. And he didn't want. He just think about all of these people, which it is, that is formed, which that's who we are, in the likeness and in the image of God. His intention was to hurt us. His intention was to get at God and say, like, what you gonna do now? But thus, I'm reminded of the scripture that God made a better way in the New Testament. He thought of a more excellent ministry. So can you imagine how the Lord may have felt having his intention and his, you know, desire to do one thing? Here come his enemy and jacks everything up, foos what I created. Instead of God killing them, the fall of man occurs. All of us is affected by this thing, born into sin, shape, and iniquity. But God sets up a plan, a more excellent ministry, because he wanted all men to know him by the indwelling. Here comes Jesus, which is why we thank God for his birth. We thank God for his ministry, his death, and his resurrection. If the devil knew that crucifying him was going to help us, he would have never sought to do so. So let me go back. If the devil knew that the weapon formed, sending certain people, doing whatever he intended, whatever strategy, you know, in a nutshell, he intended to do to hurt you, to make you look bad, if he knew that was going to help you, he would have never gave them that idea. He would have never done none of it. None of it. His intention is to kill. His intention is to steal. His intention is to destroy. Anybody who patterns behind that is a representative of Satan. So please don't be like, well, I'm not the devil. You may not be the devil, because the devil is a spirit, but you are his representative, because what you're doing, since we know you by the fruit you bear, is matching. Hey, old Slewfoot, the serpent. But the Lord reminded me of something. Joseph. I want to echo the words of Joseph. I didn't understand when I first read this scripture from the way back in the day. I could not understand how Joseph being chosen. Everybody know about this Israel, his sons, and they are the leaders of the tribe of Israel. Joseph is the head of the tribe of Joseph. I want to echo his words because the Lord has brought him to my attention. And he reminded me. He said, remember when you told me you didn't understand how Joseph can stand before his brothers and say, you know what you meant for my, I'm going to read it. God meant it for my good. It's in Genesis, King James Version, chapter 50, verse 20. Now, all this makes sense. He said, but as for you, this is Joseph, ye thought evil against me. Now, I think all of us have been in situations where folk has thought evil against you. Everybody can relate. So I don't know why folk be hating on people. I put that on my Facebook page. I said, why do people be jealous and hateful folk? Is that going to change God's plan? I hate to say it. People say this is harsh. I'm going to say it anyhow. That is so stupid. Why are you hating and jealous for? That didn't change nothing. Look at Joseph's brothers. They did all that plotting and planning, snatched his coat because they was jealous, made it seem like he was killed, had a lie to Israel. Israel having a hissy fit. He panicking, ripping his shirt, hollering, throwing ash, and his sons lied. They lied, said they lied, and they were wrong. And now so many years, the man go through all of that for no reason, and God had a purpose. The devil sought to hurt him because he's chosen. This is the same Joseph that fed his nation, that kept them alive. And let me tell you something, he fed other nations too. When that famine came, it was Joseph that saved them, folk. God worked through him. This is why I want to echo his words. I want to echo his word. He said, he realized something. He said, you know what? That whole situation that I went through pushed me to where we at right now. You thought that was a good idea, That was, somebody need to tell the devil that you made a dumb move. I know at first it sound good, it look good, and it looks workable, and you look like you're going to be successful. But Joseph said, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good. Guess what he said now? To bring to pass. This is why I say, don't forget what God promised you. It's a difference when you hear it in your head versus when he uses one of his people, uses his vessels to speak through to get to you, to tell you. It's different now. It's different when you dreamed it and you have visions versus I just heard something in my head. Always make sure that's the Lord. Why? Because the serpent is still tricking people. He's still tricking folk. As it is this day, he said, to save much people alive. This is what I see in the King James Version, Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. That's something to think about. Joseph, and I bet you his brothers was thinking like, wow. I believe this. I was looking, the Lord took me over to 1st Chronicles chapter 16. It's talking about David, King David. And when they had the Ark of the Covenant time, David began to do this. I don't know if he was just speaking to them, if he was in his having a sermon. I don't know. But David was talking to Israel, reminding Israel of God's marvelous work. This is one thing that stood out to me. Remember, you know, if we keep our mind focused on what God said to us, if we stay focused on the Lord and keep our mind elevated to him, it helps us to keep our priorities straight. This is what I see. I see David. We know David had issues. We know David was a hot mess. But right here, he's talking good. He says, sing unto him. Sing songs unto him. Talk ye of all his marvelous works. Glorify his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. As he's reminding Israel, continually praise him for what he has done. And I like this point. Remember now his marvelous work that he's done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. And then he says, seed of Israel, his servant, children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord, our God. His judgments is in the earth. Be mindful always. This is what I want everybody to remember. The covenant, the word which he command to thousands generations. Do not forget the promise. When you remember the promise, you remember who you are, the Lord tells me. He says some people's priorities been mixed up. Your priorities is off, and you supposed to remember what God said. Remember what he told you. And David, at this time, King David also said, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham and of his oath unto Isaac. I'm sorry, I'm not a theologian, but I didn't know he made an oath unto Isaac. That has intrigued me. I want to research and find out what that oath was. More in depth, more in detail. You understand what I'm saying? And have confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. And then he goes back and he's reminding Israel. But this part here, which I have heard people in my church quote in the 22nd verse, he says, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Then he goes into sing. He says it again. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth, show forth from day to day his salvation. This is what we're supposed to do as people of God, as the church, as Christians, as the body of Christ. Every day we're supposed to acknowledge him, recognize and talk to and lift him up. Sing for him, dance, worship him. for who he is, not necessarily for what he can give unto us. That's a relationship. And when we begin to focus our mind on the Lord, we're setting our priorities straight as we begin to indulge in him. Remember that scripture, if we abide in him, he'll abide in us. So it's reciprocates. You give in, pour into him, he's going to come back and pour into you. Whatever you're working on, it's going to grow. Mm-hmm. You're going to strengthen. Knowledge, understanding, wisdom will come by making sure that we have our priorities straight and being reminded of what God said. Don't allow the enemy to come bring distractions, because he's just trying to get you off course, just like he did to mankind. He wasn't just trying to hurt Adam and Eve. He basically hurt all of us. So I don't understand why anybody wants to serve him. Why? But I say that, which means we know it's only either it's God or the devil. You can't serve two masters, the Bible say. So I don't understand why anybody would not want to serve God. He intended for us to live good. Things got disrupted. Then God turns around and makes a better ministry, a better way, so we can have this connection. You know, now we can talk to him freely. We can look up anybody, Jews and Gentiles. So I don't know why people wouldn't want to serve the Lord. He's not boring. How can he be boring? He changes not. He never sleeps, he never slumber. What intrigues the heck out of me is the fact that he's self-existing. That right there, know all things, see all things. Okay? That right there. And then he sends his son, God the Son, to earth, puts himself in somebody else, allows her to push him out to be born like everybody else, grows up and becomes the savior, changed the entire game. And now Satan looking like, what? I know you did not make a way. He sure did. And you have to, today, you have to remind yourself when different things rises up against you. The Bible said when the enemy comes in like a flood, he will lift up a standard. I don't have any notes in front of me. This is straight. I told y'all before, I'm freestyling. I remember there was a time I could not speak or keep things straight unless I had notes. Now, if I'm going to a big service or something, yeah, I'm going to have notes. But this right here, I'm just going to let it flow because he's feeding me. And as he feeds me, I want to just let it flow. This is why a lot of times the enemy, this is why the enemy want to hurt the messengers. Those of you who've been called, who has a calling on your life, who are been called to, if you already have a title, or you are in training to take that title, and you're a messenger, you're a word carrier, he don't like you. He don't like you. So he's going to throw some stuff at you. He is. But you got to keep in mind of what God called you to do. If he really, really call you, he's going to confirm it. He's going to show forth his approval from it. But remember the promise. Remember the calling. And don't allow things and people to distract you. Your priority with this calling is to fulfill whatever thus saith the Lord. You're the one that's going to help cause somebody to think. You're the one that's going probably going to help bring somebody unto God. If somebody, you got a whole group of people, if one person change and get saved, you know, them angels are having a praise break in heaven. And don't think everybody else didn't hear. Other people hear it too. Some people just harder than others. But stay focused on your calling and what God called you to do. Understand when people come against you, it is the enemy. It is Satan that's just trying to get you to stop doing what you're doing. And the reason why, because you can help somebody. He comes to tear up. Your job is to say what thus saith the Lord, to help get people set free. Deliverance is the key. And remember, faith moves God. Everybody,
Faith moves God. You know he promised. So you got to believe and you got to trust him.